Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are now into hour number two of the syndicated radio broadcast, 11 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time daily. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget the free podcast, now downloaded by over 120,000 people a day for free at Infowars.com. You can listen how you want, when you want, where you want, and save the shows. And we've also started simulcasting large portions of the radio show live, streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv for our members there. We also archive it for members, and then it's ripped to the four corners of the Google spheres, as Bush likes to call them, the internets, reaching millions and millions a week that way, just what we can track. So very, very exciting. We thank all of you out there for your support. For the next 59 minutes, we're joined by Mike Rivero. And Mike, of course, was famous for being one of the first to expose the Vince Foster murder, had one of the first real muckraking websites back in the mid-1990s on the web, whatreallyhappened.com. And he's also a fellow Genesis Communications Radio talk show host here on weekday evenings. And so he is with us for the rest of this hour to talk about Gaza, to talk about the New World Order, that Kissinger's saying they're going to use the crises in Israel, the crisis with Russia, the crisis with India and Pakistan, which they're orchestrating to bring in their world government. And we'll talk about the economy and where he sees all this going. Mike, I have to say that Obama is certainly not disappointing those of us that knew that he was going to be a New World Order shill.
Yeah, I'm afraid this has got to be one of the shortest political honeymoons in American history, because we've already got, with Bill Richardson having to bow out, Rahm Emanuel's connections to the Blagojevich, pay-for-play scandal. Yeah, I'm afraid that Obama is already going into office with some serious credibility issues. And again, I was a Ron Paul supporter, and I only picked Obama because we really weren't given much of any other kind of a choice. It's a pretty ugly situation out there. We're seeing his new economic stimulus plan come forward. It's a token amount of help to the ordinary working class American people, and as usual, more and more corporate handouts to the big boys, to the big corporations.
Well, there's also a bunch of money in there for United Nations eugenics operations, and even the Huffington Post is writing about the fact that the UN is forcing abortions worldwide. But meanwhile, Pat Robertson's defending China's forced abortions. The liberals are against it. I mean, is the world upside down, Mike?
Yeah, it very much is. It seems like people who used to be in favor of policy A have flipped over. They're now in charge of policy Z, and it goes back and forth. The neocons are more liberal than the liberals, and the liberals are actually becoming quite conservative in the paleoconservative point of view. Everybody's scrambling to find whatever position they can use to sell, and it really is not politics of principle anymore. It is really the politics of whatever's going to work and get the money and votes flowing their way.
Mike, we're going to break here in a moment and come back in a long segment. Obviously, I know you want to get into what's happening over in Israel right now. It's in the Israeli papers that they broke the ceasefire with Hamas, blocking off the entrance into Israel, the checkpoints, and killing Hamas leaders in targeted airstrikes. We have this hoax, though, in our media saying that that the Gazans, that the Palestinians broke the truce. So I want to get your take on that larger operation. But what are some of the other areas you want to get into today?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. We need to be looking at the economy, because the economy could be one of the motivating causes to bring on this so-called New World Order that Kissinger's talking about. We already know that the various laws already passed to bring about a transition of our country into a dictatorship include an economic crash as a possible reason.
All right. Mike Rivero, by the way, is our first guest via web feed, so you can visually see him as well. From Hawaii, I'm in Austin, Texas, and we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back under these important messages. They are important. They make this transmission possible. We'll go right back to it. Mike Rivero, whatreallyhappened.com. Stay with us.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash. Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Sixth day of January 2009, Mike Rivero with us for another 52 minutes. Mike Rivero, investigative journalist, and again, the man that runs the great website, whatreallyhappened.com. He's also a fellow who works in the media, but we won't brag on some of the great work he does on shows like Lost. Let's continue. Mike, let's get first into your take on what's really happening with Israel. I mean, obviously, you've got Olmert, who had a 32, 33% approval rating, depending on the poll. Now it's upwards of 60% going into elections in 6 months. We've got that stunt going. We have this old Ariel Sharon plan. He calls it the 48 option of when they started driving the Arabs out of Palestine in 48, the year after Israel had driven the British out in 47. So, I mean, Israel's on record saying what they're doing, siege, to make life so untenable they can force them out. Do you think they're going to bring in U.S. troops? Will that be the unpopular move done January 21st, his first official day after swearing in on the 20th? Or is it all these things Obama's doing that are, quote, going to be unpopular?
Well, there's a lot of things that are unpopular right now, as we can see in the corporate media. The operation in Gaza has literally is being dropped in importance. It's down to the bottom crawl. U.S. troops are already directly involved. They're standing guard at the Rafah crossing to make sure that Palestinians don't escape the slaughter. So U.S. forces are already engaged, at least in that capacity. Plus, of course, we've got all the advisors who are over there with Israel teaching them how to use all this equipment that we're giving them. So we're already kind of neck deep in this situation. It's not being reported all that much. Yes, the upcoming Israeli elections are a big part of what's going on. This is a bloody campaign banner that they're waving all over the place. And the other issue is you're absolutely correct. This is about getting the Palestinians out of Gaza. The Israelis have coveted Gaza all along. It's this nice beachfront property, would be worth a lot of money if it was redeveloped. There's all the natural gas reserves off the coast of Gaza, which Israel basically also covets. And, you know, the funny thing is you talk about Ariel Sharon. Back in 2005, before his stroke, Ariel Sharon made this kind of deal with the United States and the rest of the world, and that was that if we would turn a blind eye to the building of illegal Israeli settlements in the West Bank, which is banned by the Geneva Conventions and UN Charter, rather, governing the use of occupied territories, if we would turn a blind eye and let them build all these illegal settlements in the West Bank, that they would pull out of Gaza and let the Palestinians just have their little piece of land down there. And I predicted back then that as soon as the settlements were completed and built in the West Bank, and there was no way of going back from that, that Israel would create a justification to go back in, reoccupy Gaza, and basically start work at building new settlements in there.
Well, Mike, by the way, you're right, but even the Israeli papers admit these battle plans written up by the former general, who's now the head of Mossad, were written up in 2000 to do exactly what you're saying in Lebanon to the north and then down in the south on the Egyptian border with the Gaza Strip there on the Mediterranean. So this is so cynical to have our controlled corporate press telling us that, you know, the Gazans attacked for no reason. They had the border crossings blocked. They were getting bombed every week, having their leaders killed. The ceasefire was broken by Israel. That's all over the foreign press, the French, mm-hmm. the British, the German, the Russian press. But here in the United States, you know, now with the Internet, I can watch foreign mainline feeds, and it's all the truth's admitted in the foreign press. Here, it's just a complete fraud, and even of your for Israel in all of this. Are you for the media lying to us as a people? I mean, that's what I'm saying to folks out there that are upset that we're reporting the facts. All we're reporting is what Israel says they're really doing, not the rhetoric and propaganda we're being fed.
Yeah, absolutely. The PR war to support Israel is more intense here in the United States than it is even within Israel itself. I think one of the things that really pegged what we call the bovine excrement meter over here, what really happened, was last week when Bush is calling Hamas governorship of Palestine and Gaza the result of a coup, and that is absolutely a lie. Hamas won the election. It was Fatah that staged a partially successful coup to regain control of the West Bank. And given that the Bush administration's own legitimacy is very much in question because of the 2004 and 2000 election frauds, it is the height of double-dealing hypocrisy and deception for Bush to be saying that Hamas is in control of Gaza only because of some kind of a coup. And it's absolutely not true.
Might continue on that point.
Well, basically, they had an election. Everyone said, okay, we're Israel has pulled out of Gaza. It is time for the Palestinians to have an election. And they did a big show about it. And the Gazans voted for Hamas to be their government. And, of course, this upset Israel, which wanted Fatah to win, and it upset the United States, which wanted Fatah to win. And so ever since then, they have been trying to basically oust the legitimately elected government of Gaza, and that's what's going on. Now, everyone's talking about the ceasefire that was in place, and the interesting thing is that 6 months ago when the ceasefire was agreed to, Israel was already planning this current campaign inside Gaza. They built a model of Gaza City at an Israeli military base out in the Negev desert to train and practice for. So we know all along that Israel was expecting this ceasefire to be destroyed, that it was just a fraud to give everybody some breathing room while they went out and they did their training.
Well, and to have a propaganda statement that, oh, we tried to be peaceful, we pulled some of our settlers out, and Israeli papers are cynically admitting that this was their masterstroke propaganda. That's what's so insulting, is that they're admitting what you're saying, that they intended to break the truce all along.
Mm-hmm. Well, the important thing to remember is the ceasefire. It was not only just a ceasefire, but what Hamas said to Israel is, we will stop shooting rockets at you if you will allow supplies and material and the things that we need to run our lives to come in through the border crossings. And Israel reneged on that deal. All over the last 6 months, they keep making it more and more difficult for people and supplies and medicine and food and construction materials and school supplies to get over the border. Then November 4th, right on the same day as the U.S. elections, when the American people aren't paying attention, they slam the blockade absolutely shut. They absolutely close off all the borders. They make it impossible for anything to get in and get out. They start creating this huge humanitarian disaster. No fuel can get in. So
Hamas has to draw attention to the crisis. So they start shooting their Tinker Toy glorified Estes bottle rockets at them. It's killed 17 people in the last few years. I mean, that's not a good thing, but nothing compared to the thousands of dead and tens of thousands of injured in all of these history of bombing raids and attacks that have gone on there. So what bargaining chip do they have? The deal's broken, and Israel acts like, you know, they gave the Gazans this land. This is where the Palestinians that were in Jerusalem and in Tel Aviv and other cities in the 40s and 50s were driven out in those pogroms against them. I mean, they were, markets were blown up, people were killed, neighborhoods were bombed to drive them out to the edges of Israel, and now we have a mopping up going on. And then the media dare claim that these are invading Muslims, invading Arabs into Israel. It's just such a hoax.
It is. It's black is white. And, you know, on November 5th, one day after the blockade, Israel attacked Gaza. They killed 6 Palestinians, 6 Hamas officials. So Israel really did break this ceasefire. As far as the rockets going back into Israel, they're not only ineffective, there is some reason to think that at least some of them are being fired by Israeli collaborators to give Israel this justification for going in. It's a repeat of Gliwice. I mean, remember back on the first day of the aerial bombing campaign into Gaza, the Lebanese Border Patrol found a whole bunch of rockets just inside the Lebanon border pointing back at Israel, and they dismantled them. And it appears that this was an effort, again by Israel, to shoot a few rockets back into Israel, say, oh my goodness, Lebanon is attacking, and restart that war as well. Even today, Israeli warplanes are overflying Lebanon without permission. That's an act of war. They're trying to provoke Hezbollah into firing at their jets or doing anything that Israel can point to as an excuse to start a new ground war in Lebanon up to the Litani River, which they have been coveting for quite some time as a water resource. So it's this incredible fakery and hoax going on. We know the motto of the Mossad, by way of deception, thou shalt conquer. We know that Israel has faked attacks against others under false flag again, and it's entirely possible that a lot of these bottle rockets that are being fired, because they're homemade, nobody really knows where they're coming from.
Let's stop there.
Yeah.
Let's stop there. They're also trying to claim Iran is manufacturing these. Now, clearly, Iran was backing Hezbollah in the north, but there's not a big connection with Iran and this rival group, Hamas. But on top of that, we forget, lending credibility to what you're saying and many Palestinians are saying, we know that the puppet government that Israel had in Gaza was kicked out in the elections, and they wanted Israel to go in, and we know they have massive operatives, tens of thousands, that were formerly in the government and military in Gaza, and they are the exact type of people that could be firing those rockets back into Israel. So you have the motive, you have it all right there. So certainly there's a lot of evidence to that point. And plus, Israel founded Hamas to begin with, so it could be coming from Israeli operatives within Hamas as well, not just from the Fatah.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting history, because when Arafat and the PLO started to unite Palestine politically, do we have to break here?
Yes, we're going to break.
Okay.
When we come back, let's get into that. That in the mid-70s, when the PLO was really getting a lot of credibility over there, they founded Hamas as a counterweight to it, and our source of that is the Jerusalem Post, UPI, and others. That is admitted. Israel doesn't deny that. All right, we'll come right back with Mike Rivero after this quick break. We'll continue with what's happening in Israel, move into India and Pakistan, then look at the economy and take some of your phone calls.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Mike Rivero is our guest. Mike, let's continue. As we speak to him from Hawaii, got him up on the video feed right now at PrisonPlanet.tv as we simulcast the four-hour radio show here today. Continuing with the point you were trying to make as we went into the break.
Well, basically the point is that when Yasser Arafat started to get the PLO to unify the Palestinians into a political movement to argue for their independence or their liberation, Shin Bet, the Israeli security force, created and secretly funded Hamas as a counterpoint to prevent the formation of a united Palestine. They just wanted to keep playing the two groups back and forth off of each other. Then when Arafat was assassinated, Israel basically stopped funding Hamas because they figured they didn't need him anymore, and Hamas basically didn't want to give up the political power they had collected, so they started working on their own and becoming, again, what Israel most feared, a political entity able to unite the Palestinians in their quest for independence from Israel.
Well, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. I mean, with this type of oppression, these people don't have a choice. They're always going to have to fight back. And frankly, all this adversity is only going to make them more cohesive.
Absolutely. So Israel comes up with Fatah to basically play against Hamas the way they had originally funded Hamas to play against the PLO. And Hamas realizes they've been double-crossed on this matter, and Israel's going to keep on playing the game. Anytime anybody is able to start pulling together the Palestinians, Israel will create a new fake front group with a lot more money and a lot more support
to stage terror attacks.
Well, to keep the Palestinians divided against each other. And as long as they're squabbling against each other, they won't unite against their oppressors. It's called divide and conquer. We see it here in the United States, the rich against the poor, the men against the women, the young against the old, constantly the blacks against the white, constantly finding these divisions and keeping the American people squabbling among themselves. Yeah, rather than uniting against those entities which are actually the root of all their problems.
All right, other points. Where do you see this going? How do you see this unfolding, the siege of Gaza City and the other two cities in the Strip? Where do you see that going? Do you see an escalation in U.S. or NATO or U.N. forces? We know those were openly discussed about going into southern Lebanon, but that didn't happen because of the unpopularity of Iraq and Afghanistan. Do you see them now getting new legs or a new lease on life, like Kissinger saying, you know, the world loves Obama so much, we're going to be able to get a lot of our New World Order agenda done, as he said at the stock exchange yesterday on CNBC. Where do you see this going? How do you see it unfolding?
Well, obviously, the people who want a greater regional war are continuing to push for that. We saw it all over the talking heads earlier today. They're talking about how Iran is inevitably linked to what's going on in Gaza. They're trying to sell this as hard as they can. I think Israel's going to try and make any excuse they can to at least go back into Lebanon. This is going to not begin and end just with little tiny Gaza. This is definitely an opening to try and get a huge regional war going. There's a huge rush because of the upcoming Israeli elections. And of course, even though Kissinger's making that statement about New World Order and Barack Obama, the consensus opinion within Israel itself is that Obama, as supportive as he has been for Israel, is not going to be writing the blank checks that Bush did for these wars of conquest and genocide. And so they want to get this thing really cranked up before Obama can come into office.
They want to create the problem to commit the United States regardless. I agree with you. Now, by the way, their Secretary of Defense, their former Prime Minister, has been on record saying this. He said it 3 days ago. He said it on Saturday. He said, we may widen this into other areas like southern Lebanon. So they're on record confirming what you're saying, that they want a wider conflict.
Yeah, absolutely they do. They want to go up at least to the Litani River. There's always been talk about Eretz Israel. They'd love to go into Syria. And ultimately, of course, as we've seen over the last several years, Israel is pushing for war in Iran, just as Israel was the
prime motivator. Oh, yeah, they're claiming Iran. In fact, they have editorials in the L.A. Times with Israeli operatives openly saying we want to, you know, have war with Iran. And also Israel's admitting they got their nose bloodied. Their aura of invincibility got shattered by Hezbollah. You know, those people sworn to fight to the death against the one of the most modern militaries in the world 2 years ago. And so Israel is again wanting to they've been building up, coordinating, planning to try to get this image of infallibility and invincibility back, because they need that Borg image of resistance is futile.
Yeah, absolutely. Israel's reputation, Israel's image is definitely on the wane here. And I think regardless of what happens in Gaza, the reality is Israel has lost this war in the court of public opinion.
And it's only getting worse.
Absolutely.
Mike Rivero, stay there. We're going to come back and get into the economy and take calls at 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today. Rivero is our guest. I want to go to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. Before we get into the economy, though, Mike, I know a news sound like you've probably seen it. It's probably up on your website, whatreallyhappened.com. I know it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Kissinger calls for a new world order on CNBC yesterday, and we played the clip back in the last hour. We're just going to roll some of the videos so people can see this demonic creature there on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. And he, again, says we can use this crisis, well, I mean, you mentioned earlier, so I guess you have seen it, for our New World Order. Again, why are they constantly admitting they're setting up a New World Order, a world government? Why have they had the Financial Times of London and all these papers come out and say, yes, there's a world government, yes, it's for your own good, it's going to save you. while meanwhile the FBI training manuals and police training still tell the police it doesn't exist, insane people say it exists. I've got police manuals where it says go ahead and take somebody into jail if you find this stuff in their car because they're probably a terrorist. Police chiefs support your officers if they arrest somebody for no reason. I mean, that's in mainline police magazines, not even the semi-classified or restricted stuff that we've gotten from police and posted on the web and covered here on the air. I mean, it's insane. They're openly announcing all this, but then saying we're not supposed to talk about it.
Well, basically, it's a public relation campaign. They're trying to put the most positive face on this idea of global government, but at the same time, they're trying to silence those who are critical of the whole concept, and that's the reason for this double standard in behavior. The reason for all the positive articles, as you point out, is to convince everybody that this would really be a very, very good thing. That's a hard sell right now because globalism is seen by most people as what got us into this economic mess. Because under the old nation state model, the United States economic problems would have been confined mostly to the United States. It was this whole international global trade that allowed the U.S. economic meltdown to start dragging down the rest of the world with it. So selling globalism as a cure for globalism is going to be a really hard sell. And this is why they're going out and they're trying to silence anybody who's pointing out this very obvious discrepancy.
Well, exactly. And then meanwhile, Greece has been deep into the IMF World Bank plan where they come in, they take over the economy, they hand over the roads, the power plants, the infrastructure for pennies on the dollar to foreign corporations. They lay off the people. Their economy implodes. So the public starts peacefully demonstrating. The police shoot some folks. Then the people start attacking the banks, the central banks, the government buildings. So the police have now been caught. It's on mainstream Greece television. The police admit it. Dressed up like anarchists, out attacking shops and cars and the general public so they can say, oh, look, the protesters are attacking the Greek people to try to fool the public into joining with the establishment, but they're playing a 10, 20, 30-year-old game. They're now being caught. When they tried last year in Ottawa during the North American Union Summit, the police attacked police dressed up like anarchists. Turns out they got caught. That was in the major papers. Denver Post a few months ago admitted that in Denver, the police attacked police in front of the news cameras in a staged event dressed up like protesters so they could attack the peaceful crowds on the opening day. All of this, going on and happening, and so they're having to stage these events as globalism begins to collapse, and now they want to bring in their iron fist of police state, not just in Greece, but in Europe and the United States and England. It isn't going to work. I mean, people know they're the bad guys.
Yeah, it really is. It's a very different world because of the alternative media, because of the internet especially. The tricks that worked 30, 40, 50 years ago don't work any longer. And unfortunately, the people in charge of these projects, they're a bunch of Cold War fossils who just don't get it, that the fundamental nature of information flow in our society has changed drastically, dramatically. It is as great a change as that which accompanied Gutenberg's invention of movable type printing. And if you look at the history of the social upheaval that followed the availability of cheap books and cheap printing, it sets a lot of patterns for what we're seeing now, where the old established order wants to go back to the world where they had this incredible control over what you saw and what you thought, what you read. I mean, we're literally seeing they're trying to go back to the days of the Cold War with Russia, and they're not getting any traction with it.
Absolutely. Let's get into the economy briefly and where you see that going and a little bit about Obama's plan for the economy, which again is a bunch of corporate payoffs to $1 trillion to basically buy off, they've already given the banks their $8.5 trillion and counting. We haven't gotten new numbers in 3 months, in 3 weeks. But in the first couple months of the bailout, it was $8.5 trillion according to AP, Bloomberg, and other publications. And then we have the private Federal Reserve telling Congress, we're not going to tell you what's going on. And then a board of governors, a member of the Federal Reserve, says we're not even allowed to know what's happening. Only the Fed in New York and the Treasury are doing this, and we've been told the War Powers Act has been implemented, and then that's in Bloomberg and AP. I mean, we're under financial receivership dictatorship, but if we're able to expose that, it can't stand because it's so criminal on the face of it. So how do we break the trance? You know, the public's partially awake right now, but how do we break the trance and let them realize the magnitude of what's really happening?
Well, I think it's kind of automatic because we're looking at probably 11% unemployment in the next couple of months. We're probably looking at 20 to 25% unemployment by the middle of 2009, and that's depression level. And the government is grudgingly admitting we're in a recession, but I think most Americans are aware we're in a serious, serious trouble, and we're seeing situations where Bernie Madoff has just underscored the fact that a lot of the game playing we've been seeing in Wall Street was very unproductive gambling, casino, get-rich-quick scamming, and the losses for it all are being dumped on the American taxpayer. I mean, they've already caught Bernie Madoff violating the terms of his bail. His wife and he have been mailing their personal jewelry, about $1 million worth.
And he's still out on the street every day.
The judge would not put him in jail. I think they want him to leave the country because what we're hearing from other sources is that a full investigation into his little scam is going to reveal that most of these other Wall Street investment groups were also running Ponzi
schemes. Well, that's already admitted. I mean, that every major bank in the world had investments with him. It's more like $100 billion. And they knew fully, and people were telling the Securities and Exchange Commission back in 99, 98 that this was a fraud, and of course they didn't investigate. The FBI will go set you up if you don't pay 10 grand in taxes to the IRS. You write your checks, by the way, to the Bernie Madoff Federal Reserve. But if this guy steals $100 million, there's no problem.
Yeah, because the people at the top were all neck deep in it. They don't want you to know where that $100 billion went. So what they're going to do is they're going to pay off the losses again with a taxpayer-funded bailout.
But that's the real danger. That's the real danger is that these guys are cornered. They're going for broke. They control through fraud the world's central banks. They bought up most of the economy through fraud. They've debased the currency. They've moved into the real assets. And they're leaving a rear guard police state here, and it's accelerating globalism. I mean, I talked to people that work at IBM. They've already had massive layoffs. They're now literally telling everybody, okay, you're only part-time trainers now. Here are all your end-to-end replacements who are making $7 an hour, and you're all going to be fired in a few months. So you can take it or leave it. I mean, I don't think the public realizes that through this crisis, the race to the bottom is now going to be accelerated, and that this collapse will actually centralize more power in the hands of fewer people.
Well, you know, I think what the American people need to realize is that all of this debt that they are in was manufactured with counterfeit printed up money. I mean, the house that you're living in today is exactly the same house it was 20, 30 years ago, but somehow because of all this extra money that was printed up out of thin air by the Federal Reserve, its value and the debt that you owe on it is now much, much, much greater. And this is over and above the fact that over the course of a 30-year mortgage, you're going to pay the banks five times what the house actually cost by the time you add up all the interest payments. So we are, as a nation, we have lost our way. We have wandered away from the making of products to make money, and we made money the product itself. And the things that are used to create wealth, like houses, cars, TV sets, automobiles, all these things
all
we
gone.
Used to make, it's trivialized. It's marginalized. Our whole economy.
Yeah, we've got the fiat economy eating the real economy, and then they've taken the fiat money when it still had value and bought everything up. Now we're left to not just have an economy, but to owe this fiat money to the very bankers that stole it from us. I mean, folks, this is just indescribable. Mike, I've studied history. I've studied the history of financing, and there have been similar things done on a smaller scale in third world countries by the very same gaggle of money changers. But I've never seen anything even approaching in the arrogance, the openness, the wild-eyedness. Again, they're going for broke.
They absolutely are, and I think we're seeing here is the looting of the nation prior to its ultimate collapse, and everybody's out to make a fast buck and fill their own pockets and get the money offshore.
And again, that wildcatting at the end as it's imploding makes them even be more aggressive.
Absolutely, because they're realizing that the normal mechanisms of law enforcement, it's like what they're doing with Bernie Madoff, $50 billion and he's still allowed to stay at home. The message has gone out, loot the nation at will, nothing will happen to you.
And again,
so open season on the American taxpayer.
And again, they said 3 weeks ago at least $50 billion. Now they're saying, oh, it's much higher, it could be more than $100 billion.
They still don't know where it all leads. There are still people walking around who think their money was safe in federally regulated banks, not knowing those federally regulated banks were putting their money into Bernie Madoff's pyramid scheme.
Well, you hinted at this. You hinted at this. Yeah, knowing it was a Ponzi scheme, but they were insiders, so they'd be protected. And that's it. Look, his sons, this company, this guy wasn't running, hundreds of billions of dollars of investment over the years, 50 to whatever, $100 billion that, at the end of the musical chairs, the folks that didn't get chairs, but hundreds of billions over the decades, founder of the NASDAQ, formerly its chairman. I mean, he's really taking a fall right now, claiming he created all the fake computer databases, he sent out all the fake forms, he filed all the fake forms with the government. I mean, that's absolute bull.
It absolutely is. I think his sons turned him in so that they could stay out of jail, but they're as guilty as anybody else. And Madoff is going to get off free because they're already planning an insanity defense. He had so much money, he just went crazy, and that's why he did this Ponzi scheme, and he really didn't know that he was doing wrong, and they're going to do this little tearful thing, and they're going to get him out of jail. And it's just going to be this incredible miscarriage of justice, and the $100 billion losses is going to be dumped on the working class Americans, like everything else. And what Americans need to realize right now is the sum total of all these bailouts and repays and coverage and compensations dumped on the American taxpayer already works out to an additional $100,000 per American in added tax burden that you're going to have to pay that you will get nothing back from.
And let me stop you. That's currently what's owed. If we paid it today, the interest is racking up. That's obligations versus what's currently owed. Let's go to phone calls. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air, sir. Welcome. Yes.
Thank you, sir. With U.S. taxpayer dollars in Gaza now, Israeli thugs continually commit collective punishment, which is a war crime, people. And why? Because that bigoted, socialistic, totalitarian, criminal regime of Israel supposedly believes God has, quote, chosen their own form of bigotry over all others. And why? Because you and me, as U.S. taxpayers, continually pay them to kill people. So what's going to stop that? It's when you and me, taxpayers, stop the payments for killing. It may slow down. At least our collective guilt as U.S. taxpayers will finally begin to lessen, but who can stop the killing? Those evil stooges for Israel, you and me, U.S. taxpayers, must just say no to the status quo. And
all right, Ronnie, I appreciate your call. I'm going to get to a lot of callers, but since you mentioned that, Israeli tank fire kills 42 at UN school. That's what the medics are reporting. This is out of Reuters. And this is only at one facility, and most of them teachers and children. Your comments on that, Mike Rivera.
Yeah, this is the second UN school that Israel has destroyed in Gaza, I think, in the last 24 hours. And it's absolutely evident that Israel is not targeting just Hamas. They're killing everything that moves.
Well, they want to drive out. They want to drive out observers. They've said they're targeting press and international observers. Go ahead.
Yeah, they already got the press out. The remaining media in Gaza are confined to a media city of Israel's designation. They're trying now to block the Twitter and SMS messages that are coming out of Gaza. They're trying to completely isolate it so that the world does not see what they do. They kept out the International Red Cross, and the Red Cross were allowed into the German concentration camps during World War II, but Israel won't let them in. What are they hiding?
Well, we know they're running a siege. They're leveling those areas like Fallujah. Let's go ahead and take another call. Peggy in PA, you're on the air with Mike Rivero.
Hello. The reason I called is that I would like a comment from either of you as to how I should steer some research. I noticed in the I was of the age in the 1980s when I noticed the goddess movement come into popular culture in Europe and in America. It really didn't go anywhere. It sort of fizzled out and disappeared. And I have noticed, based frankly, Alex, upon learning the techniques that your guests and you use to investigate, you know, that you have to look in certain areas. And I've noticed that there was a government effort or an effort from some corner to completely eradicate it from the public consciousness. You just don't find any comments about it. Even on the Internet, there's really nothing.
Goddess movement.
The goddess spirituality idea.
Well, I mean, that's everywhere. That's what the Masons worship. That's what they worship at Skull and Bones, is the goddess Eulogia, the goddess Columbia for the United States.
Well, let me refine it, Alex. One thing that they always, I know for a fact, because of my own examination of old textbooks and so on, and also writings from the 19th century, is that in Europe, before the warlike tribes came in, all over Europe, there were goddesses went back to like 25,000 BC, and there really was no god. In other words, it was a very peaceful.
Listen, I appreciate your call. I know what you're talking about. This goes into the Merovingians and all that, and is actually the Illuminati religion. They worship the female side of the god instead of the male side of the god. We're not really getting into that today, but fine. You're welcome to bring that subject up. That's not really. Mike, would you like to comment on that?
Well, I'm in agreement with you, Alex. I don't know where this lady is researching, but the whole goddess mythology is all over the Internet. My wife actually refers to it a lot in her creative works, so I don't think there's anything about it being suppressed or repressed. It's just a case of fashions and trends. It was popular for a while. Now people have moved on.
Yeah, we're going to go to break here. Final segment with Mike Rivera. I'll come back to Joe, Sean, and Chad. This hour is really going by very quickly. Be sure to check out Mike's website, whatreallyhappened.com. Be sure to spread the word about our sites as well, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com, jonesreport.com, truthnews.us, arnoldexposed.com, whatistheendgame.com. And the list goes on and on. We're redesigning PrisonPlanet.tv right now, by the way, and upgrading all of that. And we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. If you're a member, go log in and watch the TV show. It will roll on with many others coming up.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
What's up?
coming straight on for the tyrants. Liberty movement is strong. Coming straight on. All right, let's go back to the calls here. Let's talk to Lori in Hawaii. Lori, you're on the air with Mike Rivero.
Hi, Alex. Just a quick background. I'm from Kauai, Hawaii. I have an 18-year-old. It's the hip-hop generation that's going to wake up America, too. For 8 years, I voted for Bush. I supported the war, and then I finally turned off my TV and found out the truth. I got to get unbrainwashed. My question is, aren't we supposed to support Israel? I'm a Christian, and I think our American people are led to believe that. But is it the government that's corrupt? I watched Fabled Enemies. I watched Loose Change. I watched it all. It took my 18-year-old 7 years to convince me to find out the truth, and now I've been researching on the Internet and everything like that. So I wanted to see if you could direct me to some good information to research. And
let me comment on this. I don't hate Israel. Okay, I don't hate England. I don't hate Germany. I don't hate China. Most governments throughout history are run by groups that want power and control. And then we'll get Mike's final comment on this because we're almost out of time. What happens here is this is just more colonialism. The Ottoman Empire fell after World War I. They lost control of what was Palestine, what was on the map is Palestine. And then British Zionists funded, the Rothschilds funded, that's public, it's admitted in Israel, everything's dedicated to them, to go in and carry out terror attacks to kick the British out and then to kick the Arabs out. And so then, around that same time, there was financing and funding in U.S. churches by the Council of Churches, now the World Council of Churches, to create this new religion based around, that this is Israel and that the Antichrist is going to attack Israel and that we have to get behind Israel or we're going to hell. When my Bible in Revelations and Daniel and Ezekiel says that Israel didn't do what they were supposed to do, so they were kicked out, and that the Antichrist will go to Israel and say he's God. Okay, and so I mean, just from that perspective, you want to argue it on a religious basis, it's completely twisted compared to what the Bible actually says. Does that mean I'm even supporting the Muslims or I want them to, you know, kill all the Jews and kick them out? No. The point is Israel's mopping up and pushing everybody out and is very secular and doesn't allow Christians to preach in Israel, and that's not reported here either. Mike Rivero, and I appreciate your call. You can call back another time. We can talk more about it. I'm sorry we're just out of time. The clock, another guest coming up. In closing, Mike Rivero, comment on that.
Just real quick, I mean, there is no question that Israel has successfully exploited the religious beliefs of American Christians for purely propagandistic purposes to build support for Israel's actions. And a lot of people are, as this caller is, very confused because they think what is going on now in Gaza is somehow part of the biblical Israel of 2,000 years ago, and there really is no connection. It is a false link fostered by the current government of Israel purely to build political support for what otherwise would be seen as violations of the Ten Commandments.
And then meanwhile, we see the Israeli lobby aggressively going after the Second Amendment here, trying to set up warrantless searches, police state, and really pushing for anti-democratic moves in the United States, kind of capturing us as their Hessian mercenary supply chain. Mike Rivero, I want to thank you for coming on with us, and we'll talk to you again the same time next month. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me again.
You bet. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.